Well, hello, this is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute and host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as the Hank Unplugged podcast. I mentioned that at the outset of what I want to talk to you about because both those outreaches continue to have a very significant impact around the world. Of course, if you go to equip.org, you can see a plethora of resources so that you will be built up in the faith once for all delivered to the saints. But that's not what I want to primarily talk to you about today. I want to talk about the end of another fiscal year. We have a calendar year, but we also have a fiscal year. Our fiscal year ends June 30. And I am reminded every single year at this time of how transcendently critical your support is in the task of global missions. And I'm also reminded that I ought to be deeply grateful for people like you that make an eternal difference through your support. You are touching the lives of people that you will likely never see until you commune with them for all eternity in the presence of God. You know, it's been well said that there's a direct connection between the oneness of Christians in the image of the Holy Trinity and the missionary mandate of the church. The church, after all, is a mystery of mutual Trinitarian love. And the church is true to itself only when that circle of love is continually expanded. Only when you and I are dedicated to the Great Commission given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ just prior to ascending to his Father in heaven. Now, it's obvious that not all of us can go to mission fields around the world, but all can facilitate the commission that Christ gave us and do so through their support and through their prayers. All can have a part. All can participate in bringing the gospel to those who have not yet heard the name of Jesus Christ. And tragically, the unreached are measured not merely in thousands, but in multiplied millions of souls. And as I speak, I'm likewise reminded of the reality that the ever-growing kingdom of the cults, which has been aptly described as the unpaid bills of the church, meaning that they proliferate in part by seducing people who have not yet been rooted and grounded in the faith, continues to expand all over the world. I was just recently in China doing a primary source research project. And that project was with respect to an insidious cult, and I use that term insidious advisedly, because this is a cult that has literally seduced millions upon millions of people into the idea that Jesus Christ... Now, this may be hard for you to grasp, get your mind around. Millions and millions of people have been seduced into the belief that Jesus Christ has been reincarnated as a female on the Chinese mainland. Imagine this Chinese Christ shamelessly asserting that the words of our Lord Jesus Christ spoken during the Olivet Discourse in Matthew 24 apply specifically to her. In other words, that the lightning that comes out of the east and shines even to the west points prophetically to her reincarnation in the east and to the reality that this eastern lightning will radiate to the west and then to the rest of the world. And yet, this is precisely what is even now happening worldwide. People doing for a lie what oftentimes Christians aren't willing to do for the truth. So like the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints, the Church of Almighty God, also known as Eastern Lightning, is using the full force of its financial and very substantial financial, as well as creative resources to spread pernicious dogmas to far-flung places now across this world. An Oxford University Press publication provides at least a partial list of the countries now boasting Eastern Lightning devotees. Think about this. I'll tick off a few. South Korea, Taiwan, the United States of America, Canada, Japan, Australia, Switzerland, Belgium, where I was born, in the Netherlands, Italy, France, Germany, Greece, Finland, Spain, and the list goes on. Other countries in which Eastern Lightning has established churches include the Philippines, Hong Kong, New Zealand, and other places worldwide. And appallingly, in many of these countries, the notion, and this is a very important point that I want to make, the notion that the Church of Almighty God, in other words, followers of the female Christ, is just another persecuted Christian group. That's become the prevailing narrative. In other words, the narrative is not about the pernicious sociological and theological deviances of this cult, but it's now cast as a Christian group unjustly being persecuted. Well, in truth, this sociologically subversive cult induces its disciples to abandon their social and familial obligations and then commit unreservedly to spreading the culturally subversive message of the counterfeit Christ. And that extends even to the tearing apart of the family unit. So let me give you an idea of what this amounts to. This cult, in very graphic language, is a cult through the words of their counterfeit Christ that exhorts devotees or followers to leave their families and wholeheartedly commit to the mission of gaining new converts. That means that women leave their babies or their four-year-olds or their five-year-olds. And they are induced to make new converts while neglecting their own family. And those who fail to do so, the female Christ explicitly renders worthless. The theological travesties are equally disorienting and dangerous. So it's not just about the sociologically deviant behavior of these cultists, but it's also about the theological aberrations. So let me give you just a rundown of some of these aberrations. As I've already sort of alluded to, they begin by denying the unique deity of Jesus Christ. And that's done by the profane pontification that he is now reincarnated as a Chinese female that is present on earth today. How about original sin? Well, that's compromised by the perverse assertion that the corruption of Adam and Eve was not due to their disobedience, but rather originates entirely from Satan. And what about the Holy Bible? Well, the Holy Bible is supplanted by a blasphemous extra-biblical revelation that purports to eclipse the Ten Commandments with 10 administrative decrees. These are declarations in which the female Christ warns devotees that it is her prerogative to kill everyone who violates her administrative decrees. What about the Trinity? Well, the Trinity is deemed incoherent. It's described by the female Christ as a figment of satanically corrupted imagination. Let's talk a moment about the capstone in the arch of the Christian faith, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If Christ is not raised, our faith is futile. That's what St. Paul says, but the resurrection in Eastern Lightning is malevolently compromised by the outrageous assertion that the female Christ is the incarnation of the first Christ, in other words, of Jesus Christ. Incarnation, well, it's debased by the profane assertion that Jesus Christ failed to do the work of completely gaining man. Imagine that. Jesus' work is deemed incomplete. And so now this reincarnation of Christ has to tidy up what Jesus Christ didn't do. And then the scintillating truth that anyone in Christ is a new creation is compromised by the counterfeit concoction of eternal estrangement from God. Think about that. And then the eschatology, which I've often described as the thread that weaves the tapestry of Scripture into a harmonious pattern, that is ignominiously sullied by a largely incoherent Eastern Lightning eschatological charade. Well, much more can and will be said in a very special edition of the Christian Research Journal. In fact, it will be out shortly and on its way to your home. It's an issue of the journal that is presently being translated into many different languages and will be made available throughout the world. This special edition of the Christian Research Journal, along with other CRI resources, will equip you and those confronted by counterfeits around the globe to become ever more familiar with the truth, so that when a cult like Eastern Lightning looms on the horizon, you'll recognize it instantaneously. Well, there's much more I could say, but I want to summarize by simply saying thank you. Thank you from the core of my being for the difference your prayers, the difference your partnership, the difference your generosity makes in standing against dangerous ideological battles that we dare not lose, and for being willing to do for truth what cults such as Eastern Lightning are doing for a lie, I am again eternally grateful, because that is not a cliche. That is a reality that transforms lives, that rescues people out of the clutches of dangerous cults, of world religions, and then brings them to the light of Christ. Not a reincarnation of Jesus Christ, but the real Christ who came into the world so that we might have life and have it to the full. And you, dear friend, are the light of the world. As Jesus put it, a city on a hill cannot be hidden, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine throughout the world before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Your gift today, your gift next month, will not only ensure that you receive this special edition of the Christian Research Journal, but it will also help the Christian Research Institute to continue the critical task of equipping fellow believers 24/7 to stand for truth, no matter the cost, to proclaim and defend biblical truth. Only one life. Soon 'twill be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Let me leave you with this thought. Someone that's worked with me for almost 4 decades, a person that was in the gym all the time, a person that was incredibly gifted physically, strong, vibrant, suddenly had a stroke. I went to visit him. He was sitting in a wheelchair. Had a hard time speaking. A few months later, he's absent from the body, present with the Lord. So he's run the race, he's fought the fight, and now there is laid up for him that crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to those that have been faithful, but not only to them, but also to all who've been faithful. He's absent from the body, present with the Lord, but we are still on planet Earth, and we're still in the position to lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not corrupt and where thieves do not break and steal. For as Jesus put it, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So we're asking you to invest in a ministry, but ultimately the ministry is just the conduit, because the investment is in the lives of people that we will know for all eternity. Thanks for listening. I hope you support the ministry. I pray that you support the ministry faithfully, financially, prayerfully, and will continue to light a light around the world that continues to shine and make a difference in dark places that you and I may never have the opportunity to visit. Thanks for tuning in.